It's time for Enlightenment in the City with El Hosho Tara on the News for the Soul Network. El is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. El tells it like it is. Welcome El Hosho Tara back to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. My name is El Hosho Tara. We're starting the show a little bit early today so you get a few extra minutes, so woohoo on that. So today we're actually going to do things a little bit differently. I see we have some callers on the line already. We have 636 and area code 917 as well. We also have all one. So we're actually going to go to the callers first, and then I'll do my little teaching portion after. So area code 636, you're on the air with El Hosho Tara. Hello. Oh. Area code 636. Okay, let's try area code 917. Area code 917. You're on the air with El Hosho Tara.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Casey in New York.
Casey in New York. What can we do for you today, Casey?
Well, I have so many problems.
Well, I'm good at problems.
And a lot of physical issues. I fairly recently was diagnosed with something that really knocked me for a loop, and had to do with circulation and blockage in my left leg.
Wow.
So, I wonder, are you seeing, is there any spiritual or, you know, type of reason for it? Basically, I never thought I had any of the risk factors. I have a good diet for a long time. I've been trying to work on other health issues, which are not that serious, but just kind of chronic infections and stuff. But this really scared me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't. Like I said, I'm not overweight or diabetes or high blood pressure, and my cholesterol numbers are a little high, but, you know, not like, you know, I always the tests say below average risk.
Right.
So I don't understand, you know, so I wonder if you're getting anything from spirit.
Okay. One moment here.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I am seeing is you are being affected by the different energies completely and absolutely. It is mucking with your circulation. You would still have a blood clot anyways, but the difference between you protecting yourself energetically versus not is kind of like polluting a river. So if you've got a clean river, obviously, you know, the water is nice and clean. You know, you can hopefully see to the bottom depending on where you live in the world. But what you've got instead is you've got this sort of like murky, energetic, they're telling me actually possession.
Mm.
So, and that's really making the waters very, very murky. In terms of, let's see here.
Wow.
Yeah, if you got Jane Phillips, she's on Monday at, I think, 2 p.m. PST. She does really good entity removal. She breaks curses. She does all those sorts of things. She's not intuitive. She doesn't do the reading part in that format, but however she works. She does really well with the breaking curses, though, because you have definitely got things that are causing fogginess. You've got things that are really taking a number on your head, on your memory, on your thinking processes, and it's a very, very dirty energy. It was like watching somebody take Not a ton. This is a really important point, because it's like, well, how many dump trucks? You know, if we're going to do this energetically, like, let's see what we're dealing with. And I'm being shown like a very small, like a dump truck, but a very small amount is going in. But for some reason, it's really, really taking a toll on your energy. So, I mean, a river should, technically speaking, you know, should be able to take, you know, a dump truck full of garbage and have it clear out eventually, even though that's going to be really disgusting. It's going to take time to move things. But for some reason, with you, that little bit of pollution is really dirtying the waters, like really hardcore dirtying the waters. And so you have an ability to clear it up. You do have an ability to get it cleared up, because I'm seeing like the water at the top of the river looks fine. But it's like when it hits that one point where, you know, all this energy has been stuck in, all of a sudden it gets really dirty. And she's really good at helping do deal with clearing out the energy. That's changed a lot over the years. It used to be, trying to think now. There's a bunch of different modalities that used to work that don't work anymore, but Jane still works. So she's a really good one. Pay attention to what she's telling you, because you're going to want to use whatever she teaches you for clearing it. You're going to want to have a pen and paper handy, because you're going to be able to want to do that to clear your energy out very often. You know, sometimes people think, well, you know, if you're good enough at this, you shouldn't have to clear your energy. But all the best people that I know regularly clean their energy on a really, again, regular basis. Things get in. They really affect things. They affect things very quickly. So if anybody tells you, like, you know, you don't have to be doing that all the time, you know, I'm cleaning once a day sometimes. Sometimes I'm cleaning more often, sometimes a little bit less, depending on what I'm doing and who I'm interacting with. And that's even if I'm not interacting with people, sometimes it'll have to happen. So she's got a really good protection method that'll really be able to help you a lot. And she'll be able to help you break the curses. And let's see what else. Hold on here.
Yeah.
And so what I'm seeing is that you have a tendency as well to go into, I'm going to call them high traffic, high frequency, not frequency as in high frequency, like, oh, we're going to the light, but in terms of a lot of potential for getting infected. So some of the places, some of your regular spaces that you like to go to, that could be, you know, shopping, coffee, going to listen to music, anything like that. And I'm seeing that a lot of the people that are in those environments are really carrying a lot of different energies, and they're pretty much a hot pot of, like, negative energies. It's kind of like walking into not quite a Ghostbusters movie, but, you know, where they felt like the big scene. But there's definitely things flying around, and you definitely want to stay out of that. You've got a stronger ability than most people to keep yourself from getting infected. But it's kind of like know your limit, play within it, and you're really pushing the boundaries of the people that you're able to hang out with safely. And so it's kind of like you're teasing the universe a little bit, like, you know, can you, like, you know, I should be able to go do this, like, you know, what are you going to do about it? Energetically, I can hold my own. But then, of course, things have changed so much. Well, things like that may have applied in the past. They are not applying right now. There's a lot of things that are getting in, and because you're going into those environments and you're not really having your protections up, possibly because you didn't need to have them before. I'm not sure how, they're not showing me how much you've been reliant on your ability to self-protect, but it's sort of like now they're coming around and hanging around you, just sort of like, you know, Jalen is like, okay, well, you know, Casey's not putting up her boundaries. She's not doing this. We can kind of hang out with Casey. And then the other energies are kind of like coming around going, oh, look, fresh pickings, because Casey's not protecting herself. And they're kind of, you're kind of getting, I don't want to quite say, yeah, it's marked. You're kind of getting marked by some of the lesser energies that the bigger ones can come to play, because you're not shooing away the lesser ones. So it's kind of like if you're hanging out with celebrities, you know, like the A-listers have walked into the club, except, you know, and they're like not necessarily paying attention to you. But then all the B-list celebs and C-listers are talking and they're like, nah, I'm bored. Oh, look, I'll go talk to, because she's surrounded by celebrities. You know, I'll go talk to her because she's surrounded by celebrities. But we're doing this like in the negative entity format. So you're getting some really big ones that, you know, quite frankly, I wouldn't want to mess with. You're getting them kind of like, oh, look, there she is. Hi. And they're kind of like going over you. And you're looking at things like getting a lot of spirits are trying to jump into people right now. So that is something that you need to be concerned about, because some of the big ones are trying to, you know, do that with you. And they're not things to be messed with. Really, really clear about that. They are very big. They are definitely things you're going to want to stay away from. And the best way to do that is to get rid of the ones that you can. Make sure you keep your energy clear. Make sure you keep that sort of thing away from you. And you're still going to need some medical help. That is very clear, because even those things going away, you're still going to have some of the after effects of the body. But you're really being called to make sure that you're taking things to the next level in self-care and protection, who you're hanging out with, saying no to the people that are very infected, that sort of thing.
Wow, I don't see this a thing. I hardly hang out with anybody these days, and I don't go to places except for when I need to stock up on supplies, and I go for walks in the park near me. And that's really my life as far as dealing with other people, except some people I talk to on the phone, and I don't, you know, not as like-minded as me, and maybe the internet. Now, something happened to me last year on the internet. I mean, I thought maybe I should mention this. I was all over. I tend to go to sites that maybe I shouldn't go to, you know, especially that they're so censored, but that's how I say that, what the hell, I should be able to do this. Maybe that's what you were picking up on. And last May, as far back as last May, I just kind of had a premonition of what was coming, and I about the shots, and I just kind of had a knew that, and I went on this, I became obsessed. I went on this search to find articles that, you know, talking more about that, and I got taxed on the computer on this one website, and it was like the thing blasted out at me, and the virus program took care of it, and I was like, well, what is that? And I went and did it again. And then it blasted me, and I really felt like something came out of the computer and hit me. I was suddenly so dizzy and nauseous, the room was spinning. And I said, okay, let me go to bed, and, you know, maybe I'll wake up tomorrow. This will be gone. So I woke up the next day, and I was fine. And I had my coffee, and I went back and started to read my email. I did not go near that website or any other websites, just on my email. And all of a sudden, it came over me again. And the room was going like I was on a boat, and I couldn't keep my balance. I had to go back to the bed, and then I started throwing up, and this went on for like days. Anyway, so my first thought was, did I get some kind of attack from the website, you know, from the whatever it was, malware or something on this website or through my computer, and is that what made me so sick? And could that possibly have stayed in my body and be causing all this stuff now?
Yeah.
Or is that too crazy? I couldn't, you know, it's been haunting me. I couldn't ask it of anybody, but since we're on this conversation, I thought maybe I should mention it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, and the thing is, the two attacks were the smaller ones. The bigger one is the one you did not see, and that's the one that made you sick. Step on two of them. So just to give you an idea of, like, how big the big ones are, it's the two small ones that you picked up on. It was not the big one.
Wow.
So that's what you're going through when you're getting those little attacks. Other than, like, those sites, the internet seems like it's a bit of a safer place. But, yeah, those, like, when you're going into chat rooms and explaining why I saw, like, a club sort of thing, because you see, like, you know, the little rooms and stuff like that. So I thought it was, like, you know, you're going in there to listen to music, but that would make sense about, like, you know, you've got a little club of, you know, people. So that would make sense. But, yeah, you're getting hit with things that are, let's see here.
You know, and after that happened last year, I haven't felt anything else, you know, any other things from the computer. So I thought, oh, maybe I've made myself stronger, because I do a lot of work, and I've, you know, been doing meditations and things. I thought to clear my energy and create an armor around me. So much for that.
Yeah, no, so much for that, because because the two that you felt, the reason you can't feel the rest of them, and there's a lot more that started coming out, the reason you can't feel them is sort of like if, well, okay, so my grandparents on both sides were, they're fishermen. My grandfather on my father's side, you know, were Scottish, right? So fishing. And so when you walk into one of my grandparents' house, if it smells like fish, for me, that's a happy memory. So if I go to the fish market, it's like, oh, you know, grandma's house. People, they walk into a fish market and they're like, wah! Same thing, right? Because if you're used to it, or if you have a positive association with it, what bugs somebody else isn't going to bother you. And because you got hit with those two other things, a lot of it's smaller. It's, you know, maybe you're getting a little bit of a scent of fish, you know, maybe you're getting a hefty memory because you're not quite picking up on things, but you're not getting the fact that you're getting loaded. And they're like coming, and there's like a lot of them. They just, it's kind of like the small fish are, you know, there's like a lot of, like, you're not dealing with minnows for the small fish, but then this, like, they're sizable, but then all of a sudden you've got like the little minnows of energy that come flying in, and there was like maybe 20 or 30 of them. Like, you've got like a little school, so to speak, to keep with the metaphor, coming out of the computer and keeping coming at you. And so that attitude of like, you know, I should be able to do this, I should be able to do that, is really not working for you, because things have, they've changed. Like, even like 3 years ago, what I could do to protect myself or to do a lot of these amazing things, I don't recommend anymore because they just don't work anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. So yeah. Are these coming from these curses are from my computer, or is the whole space, the apartment, contaminated first?
Some in the apartment first, but you had some clear space. Now it's looking a lot more contaminated, not super contaminated, but it's definitely, you've got more so. The size of the attacks on the small fish, for example, some of the apartment looks like it to that degree. Some of it looks like some of the minnows, which means it's a little bit lighter, but there's a lot of it. And your good space is gone down quite a bit. That's another thing that Jane does. She's really good at clearing spaces and stuff like that. So that's another thing that she'll be able to do for you. Is to be able to clean out your apartment. But yeah, anything that you've been visiting in the past, even like, you know, grocery stores, there can be like spots in stores where, and you know this, I gather, by you're able to feel those things, when you feel that spot in the store, you know you got to stay out of it. So like those two aisles, you know, maybe that's not the day you pick up whatever you were planning to eat, you just stay out of it. Because, I mean, you do have a strong capability, and I'm not quite sure. Oh, hold on here. Okay, so you are one of those people, you need to learn to appreciate your gift, because I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, you have the strong ability to, like, where did it go? I know things have changed this or anything else there, and what they're telling me is basically you didn't hold on to it, you didn't really think that it was needed, and so it's, like, more about having, for you, it's about having appreciation for it, and then I see you being able to get up a very good, strong, like, incredibly strong boundary that a lot of things are going to be able to not get in quite as easily, but they still can, you know, because, I mean, things are a little tricky now, but you do have a very strong capability. So if you understand that and you nurture it and you honor it, you really do have not quite an armored car, but you've got pretty darn good, like pretty close to that in terms of protection, which is more than I've seen in a lot of people, quite frankly. So you've got the ability, just don't take it for granted.
I have the ability to protect myself. Is that what you're saying?
You have the ability to protect yourself. You have the ability to grow the protection, and you have it to be very, very strong, like not quite as much of as an armored car, because an armored car, I mean, that's pretty hardcore, but you've got pretty, you know, more than about 3/4 of the way there to an armored car. You've got that strong of a protection, provided you're not just sort of like depending on it to sort of take care of it for you, so you don't have to watch out. So it is something you do have to maintain, just like any boundary, just like any fence, you got to maintain it. But you do that, you've got a really strong one. So you have a very strong form of protection, provided you're willing to nurture it, pay attention to it, and not take advantage of it.
Oh, okay. So that's what you meant. I took that for granted, and that's why it went away?
The boundary, yeah.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So how do I bring it back and nurture it, or do I, if I have
well,
to
you
get clearing?
Well, you tell me. How did you get your boundaries in the first place? Because you've got a very strong one. You've got that strong capability. So how did you get that in the first place?
I don't know. I connect myself to Mother Earth and to beyond the beyond. Imagine the two energies coming down and up from the earth and swirling, and declare that I'm a spiritual being, and I am that I am, a powerful, divine, sovereign being of pure source light, and no one and nothing can have dominion over me. And I create a protective shield around me, golden armor, silver light, and claim only God and energies of the highest and best can enter. Sometimes I'll ask Archangel Michael to come and clear me of any negative entities, energies, imprints, implants, AI, nanobots, all that. And I create an energy around me and say all that stuff and include spike proteins when I go out. So I guess, you know, maybe that's not enough, though, if I'm now really confused. So that's what I try to do for boundaries, I think.
What I've seen is when you were a little girl, you had some, you were talking to or met a spirit, and you basically made some sort of agreement with it to be able to step into it and would protect you. So you actually made this agreement when you were very young, I forget my age is precise now because my kids are grown, but like say 5 to 7 years old. Somewhere in there, like you were quite young, and you made an agreement with the energy that it was going to envelop and it was going to protect you. Definitely something that you made an agreement with. So you can talk to that and you can ask it to show itself. You can have conversations with that, see what it's about. You know, when I check into a little bit more, it does seem like there is something very beautiful within that. The outside looks a little bit more gray, so I was a little bit nervous about what might be contained, but then I see a very beautiful female spirit inside, sort of like cream or like light pink, sort of shimmery dress, and that seems to be inside the spirit that agreed to protect you.
Wow.
So have a conversation with her, and see what you're going to be able to do with that, because she's got some sort of vested interest in protecting you. I don't do the spirit guide thing normally. Unfortunately, you can talk to somebody else about that. We've got a lot of great people on the show. But you do have somebody or something that's showing up in a female form that you have an agreement with for protection, and she's got a vested interest in doing it for you.
Does she have a name or go by?
I'm getting Angela or Angelica.
Mm. Love it. Okay.
But that would be something to call one of the people that deals with spirit guides and stuff like that, because I don't normally see them, but that seems to be a very good source of protection. And the fact that you're getting help, may explain, because like all the Archangel Michael stuff, like I talk to Archangel Michael too, but a lot of the stuff I haven't, that you've mentioned, I'm not really seeing it give you the protection to the level that I'm seeing you get the protection when you're having this agreement with her.
Wow. So I have to rekindle that.
You have to rekindle that and have a really good conversation about like purpose, you know, the agreement you had, what is the purpose for your life with this? You know, what is her purpose for doing this with you? All those sorts of things. And I think I've got a funny feeling you're probably going to get a really interesting story out of that. Possibly.
Wow. Wow, I'm very blown away. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Casey. Good luck with that, and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again. Okay. Have a great night. Many blessings.
You too, awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Just going to do a quick clearing here. Okay, so we've got all ones, you're on the air with El Hoshatara.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, are you 909-ing me?
I don't know what 909-ing is. You're on the air with El Hoshotara, newsforthesoul.com.
Wonderful. Just my zip code, honey. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I mean, area code. See what I mean? That's the shape I'm in.
Okay.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, ladies, help. Jeez, I'm out of beer. Seriously. Oh, no. Okay. Wow. That other previous one just wore me out. Don't go, that's you too now. And I'm like, no. Okay, what do you need to know about me so we can get started? And I really am grateful for this. I need help.
Oh, great. Well, your name, where you're calling from, and what you would like help with.
Hey, Cindy from Southern California.
Hi, Cindy. Okay, and what can we do for you today?
Well, I just sold my house, and my buyers are kind of, I don't know. And then everything goes weird, and it took too long, and I got a lot less than I thought I was going to get, and there's energy swirling all over the place, and they're really into me. Now they want my car, and I'm feeling very overwhelmed, and I got to tell you that I signed lots of documents because, you know, the home selling process is very long, tedious, and I might add quite overwhelmingly disgusting. But anyway, especially when escrow companies spell addresses wrong, have wrong addresses for people and don't even get me started and have tons of omissions. But I'm detail-oriented. I practice medicine all my life. And so when I see a detail, I refuse to sign anything. It has to be fixed. And then I send it back for correction to the realtor and the company. And then I get it back again. It's wrong again. And then I go, come on now, you guys, please. And then I get it back again, and it's still wrong. And I'm like, signed the documents on Friday the 13th, and I need to fly out in a plane on September 11th. Holy God, help me.
Okay, that's quite the ordeal. And good for you, because I have done readings on escrow in the States there on the West Coast. And you want to make sure that you have everything right down to the frickin' letter, because I'll tell you, there's some good ones. We definitely use good ones in the past, but there have been some of them that are like, oh, you need to stay the frick away from. You will not get your money back from them. So good for you on the details. You want to make sure you got that
one. Oh, my
God.
You're not even going to believe it, but I'm $1,200 ahead after I found their errors also. You don't even want to know. The people that are buying the house, she's the loan officer on the loan, and what's even crackier is that the escrow, the realtors, the brokerage, they're all in cahoots.
Yep.
Okay?
Sounds about right.
So
I am
irrelevant, apparently, and I'm one of the most powerful people I've ever known, and for me to be irrelevant, I'm like, whoa. I swung Thor's hammer last week and said, this stops now. That's it. You're done, all of you. Get it together or we're walking, all
good.
Of you.
Good.
So now getting on a plane, oh, my God, I can't be doing this with the Afghanistan going stuff. What do you see? Help.
Where are you wanting to go to?
I got to go to the Midwest. We're out of here. The moving van comes the 7th, 8th, I guess. I did this because I already had to cancel another situation because I couldn't get anything lined up with the correct buyer. I picked them over a whole bunch of people, and I did it. Now I don't necessarily regret it, but they've moved up the escrow again, or the closing date again. I still get to stay in here as planned, but I canceled previous stuff to play along with this. Now I had to get this done solidly, and I'm going to be leaving on the week of the 6th throughout that weekend, and I close it's already closed, and I'm already funded. But what really disturbs me is having to get on a plane, dig this, at midnight, either on the 10th or the 11th.
Yeah. Okay, you definitely want to skip getting on the plane on the 11th. The energy around that, you definitely want to skip that. But, yeah, you've got...
Wait a minute. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I got to tell you, on the plane is a red eye. It leaves at 11:55 on the 10th. It arrives at O'Hare at... It'll already be 6 o'clock in the morning, Midwest time. So I am there on the 11th in a big airport. But the other choice is leaving on the 11th at 11:55, which will be in 5 minutes, the 12th.
You want that one. You want that one. That is the one you want.
That's what I thought. All
so,
right.
Yeah. You're going to have to, so the big guns with everybody playing games with the house, you are going to want that. Basically what you're dealing with is the buyer. They've got a little nice little vortex going on and a lot of nasty things are going into that. You are not going to want that game. You are going to want to make sure your energy barrier is up. You are going to want to make sure things are clear. I've never seen people actually do that, but hey, things are crazy right now, as you know. I'm seeing an energy vortex. They're pulling a lot of nasty things towards them.
Why? Why? Why?
The power of the negative. People don't understand that. They have no idea what they're doing to themselves when they're pulling a bunch of garbage and they think they're getting away with it. Prime example, I've never seen it this strong, but it's kind of like taking cotton candy off and, you know, and you've got a fan, except the fan's sucking things in and you're watching the cotton candy fly in. It's just going, going,
oh, my
going,
God,
going,
one
going.
Of your good ones?
Sure.
All right, ladies, you're not going to believe it. My neighbor is really cool. I've been looking to buy for 5 years, and I only found the house in June. I bought it immediately and then sold this later, thinking we'd be this kind that would go in 4 days. We were told that years ago. It took a month and a half. I'm freaked out. Actually, they wanted it the minute they got here, and I was looking for different buyers. All right, so here's what happened. We were just over the weekend rolling around, the neighbor and I that had gone with me to look for homes with me a couple of times in the past. They pulled up next to us and rolled down their window. We didn't have, my neighbor goes, who's that? I go, my buyers. And she goes, what the hell? And they're screaming my name and going, oh, my God, how cool. We saw you. It was your hair. You have big hair. We saw you. We're kind of like stalking you. We want your car. Hey, man. Hi.
Oh.
Oh, 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 oh. God. What? What is
oh
it?
God. That's, yeah, no. It's just the fact that they're doing that for you. And yeah, no.
Why? But they want to be us. They want to be me and my mate. They want this so bad. And I feel like something bad's going to happen before I even get out of here because they paid for it ahead of time. I have insurance. They have insurance. But I'm like, oh, my God, why is the universe doing this to me?
Okay, so there.
I don't deserve this.
Well, this isn't going to feel quite right, but this has got nothing to do with you.
I thought that.
Yeah, okay. Cause
I knew it.
When they're shooting it at you, it's just like, oh, look, the stuff they're vortexing in, they're spewing out. It's, I mean, you were worried about me saying, look, this is what's happening to you, you too. This is like the Ghostbusters movie, right? Like, oh, it's the stuff goes into the vortex, the stuff comes out of the vortex. So what is
my
it?
My God.
Puking, right? So you've got that coming and going. In terms of...
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, in terms of actually moving to the Midwest, I do want to give you some caution. It's going to be a little bit worse for the ride in the Midwest.
Knew it.
It would be in California. California does look better.
What?
Just so you, it does.
I'm escaping this. I can't put up with this.
It looks better than the Midwest.
What do you mean, as in terms of grocery delivery supplies?
In terms
do you
of
mean-
like your happiness?
Oh, I already know. That's going to suck. I got to get out of here before we kick out. Or, yeah, this house isn't going to last. It's already showing me. It's already pissed as hell. Their realtor was walking around in here. I can't even talk today. And I didn't take my thyroid, Jesus. And their realtor was walking around in here and going like, oh, my God, is there a ghost in here? And we went like, what are you talking about, dude? Well, I talked to your husband, and he freaked me out. And I go, like, okay. So then he followed me into another room, and he goes, anybody die in here? And I go, no. You know why? Because he's evil, okay? And I felt it, and they felt it. The energies in here are goosing him, and he's, like, scared. Ha-ha.
Yeah, you've got an ability. Part of the reason you were able to live in that house is because you calmed the house down.
It doesn't
Seriously.
Want us to leave. It's in a forest. It loves us, and we love it, but it's going, dude. Shit's cracking. Floors are shifting. Land, we live on top of a canyon and top of a forest, and all kinds of stuff's going on down there.
Yep. You remember that kid?
Coyotes are wailing.
Yeah, and
everything.
There was a kid's movie where there was, like, the angry house. I forget what it was, but it would, like, walk up on stilts, and it was some kid with balloons or something. It was some animated cartoon. I forget how long it came out. Yeah, your house.
It was called Up.
Up, there you go. Yeah, so
yeah. You
leave the house. Your buyers are not going to have fun in there, to say the least, because they're buying that house in essence. They are going to have a crazy, crazy time. People are going to think it's haunted or something like that, so be wary of it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It's like the house is going to eat them.
I knew it. Are they going to come back on me?
Nope. They're going to... Oh. They're actually going to make friends with the house, so it's going to look, and again, things can change, so make sure you're very clear with everything before you get out of there, because if things
mm-hmm.
change, you need to be responsible for that. I can't be responsible for it, but so far, what things look like currently is sort of like the house is going to sort of like envelop them, and it's going to look, you know, like those cola candies, those cola chewy gummies, it kind of looks like they're being held inside the house by, like, this sort of, like, film that's going to keep them in, and they're going to be calmer, and they're going to be miserable and doing a lot of dark stuff inside, but the house is going to hold them in. So the kind of, like, looking at – I like to, like, put crystals around people, because I read that in somebody's book about, like, putting people in crystals so that, you know, their negative energy can't come out. That's going to kind of, like, be the house. And it's just going to hold in all their dark energy. So it's going to be kind of like an energetic a kind of prison for them. And they're just going to be doing a lot of dark
Hell?
Stuff in the house. But the house will be able to contain
They
it.
Dark. They don't emanate darkness, but their realtor does. And so do his parents, who were the home inspectors. They were evil. They emanated it. There were ripples of horror going through when they were here. They were evil. They were mean. They were snarky. They said really bad things to me, like, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm like, what?
You.
What?
No, they're gonna
they go, you don't have a cover on your outlet, your spare bedroom. I'm like, where? Like, that's going to upset you? I'm like, what? Apparently, I'd put an armoire in there from, like, you know, 1930, and we'd left it in there the last 30 years, and so it knocked off the cover. So it fit in a cubbyhole right in front of a window.
Right.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, Lord. If these are the kind of people that are worried about this, what the hell am I doing? So I told my realtor, they got to go. I feel real weird on them. They got to go. And then I picked them because they wrote me a letter. See? Whoa.
Yep. And still looks like it's kind of weird to say this about another human, but the house will contain the energy.
All
so
right.
Whatever,
thank you so much.
And, yeah. You're welcome.
I don't know. All right, then. Are we going to have – is Afghanistan – oh, Stan, I'd better take my thyroid. Can you believe this? Afghanistan is going to do anything to O'Hare or LAX, or do you see anything? Are we having a 9/11, honey bunny, number two?
Not that I'm seeing so far. It looks like it's going to be more turned inward. There's some of it that's going to be, you know, angry and sort of lashing out, but it looks more like it's going to be more of an inward thing. So
okay.
As it stands currently, it looks like you're safe to fly. Small.
I could still go on midnight on the, couldn't I?
The 11:55, let's see, on the 11th, hold on.
Go 9:10, 11:55. You know it'll start late. You know it's not going to make it. It'll be from a little local airport. We'll be going over through it, and then I land there, and then I got to drive miles and miles and miles, but I'll make it. But the point would be, it would be 9/11. Just get me out of a major city on 9/11 by noon. I'll be out.
Yeah. And the 11th looks actually safer for travel. So
why? Because it's actually going to be the 12th. See? Get
okay,
it?
I'm confused.
No, don't be. I did this before and showed up at an airport 50 million years ago at midnight, and they go, dude, you're like a day late. I go, shoot. They go, don't worry, we'll let you on. What, you don't know how to tell time? And I'm like, yeah, I always did have trouble with that. Okay, so on 9:10, at 11:55 p.m. in five
right.
more minutes, it will be 9:11, and I'll be in
right.
the air.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to land at O'Hare, I guess, or Midway. So anyway, then I'm good. I get a car. I drive way down into the Midwest, out of the state almost, so I'm good. Now, I'm okay. Or I can leave the next day, which would be 9:11, still be
yep.
here in Cali, get on a plane at 12:55 p.m. again. In 5 minutes, it'll be 9:12, and I'll be in the air.
Right. Okay, yeah. You
All right.
On the 10th, arrive for the 11th. Midway's probably going to freak you out a little bit energy-wise, but it seems like it's going to be the safer journey.
Okay, I can do O'Hare. Either one? Now, listen,
Midway.
If I get to O'Hare at 6 o'clock in the morning from California and I walk around and I hear over the intercom, that's it. I'm telling you. I'm going to pee. I'm going to explode. I'm going to projectile emesis. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to blow. And
well,
then I'll know what to do. I'll hide and everything and figure it out, and I'll be one of the only survivors. That's how my shit rolls. But I'm just saying, you don't see it, do you?
No, I see
no.
you actually have a strong ability. You could actually calm the entire airport down. Just like
I
you
know
did
I can,
house.
And I can do the whole plane.
But that's
and I will.
Okay, Chris.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know. Are they practicing black sorcery? Why would they?
Yeah. I don't – when they're in the house, when they own the house, when they're in it, there's
yeah.
some dark stuff. I'm not going to touch it to do a reading on it to find out exactly what it is, but I'm seeing like a little whirlpool of dark stuff in the middle,
All right.
and there's some energy and stuff like that. I'm not going to check into it because I don't want to get that stuff on me.
Thank you.
But, yeah, there
hmm.
is definitely – you're just going to want to stay clear, get it settled up, make sure your boundaries up are for you and your husband, for anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to sell them the car. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're going to be connected to me. I can't.
Okay. Whatever you choose, just hold your boundaries. That's the most important thing.
All right. Okay, thank you very much, and I'm sorry I'm so weird. I just can't even do this anymore. Okay.
Okay,
thanks again, ladies.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. I love the unique characters. Okay, so just give me a moment here. One moment here. I'm just going to do a little bit of an energetic cleanse. Sorry, just going to sit in here for a minute. Get a little swishy-swishy. Wash, wash, wash. There. Okay, so we have area code 415. 415, you're on the air with El Hoshotara.
Hi, thank you. This is Anne in Washington State.
Hi, Anne. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I'm having a great day. I haven't called into the show before, so
okay.
I don't know, do you do also mediumship readings?
I do readings. I don't normally do mediumship, but
okay.
I do readings like you. Yeah.
Can you give messages from, like, do you know, see what archangels around me or guides have messages for me?
Okay, I can see if there's any messages for you. I'm not a spirit messenger person. There are people on there for that.
Right.
But, I will see what messages Spirit has for you today. So one moment, share.
Yes. Yeah, especially around a new line of work.
Okay.
To narrow it down.
How has work gone for you so far, just out of curiosity?
I'm in a new town. And you see, my last line of work ended with COVID, and I'm not going to do that type of work again. I'm not going to
okay.
go back to that. So it's really a new path in a new
okay.
area.
Have you been normally happy when you've been working?
Well, I've thought about it. I guess I've always liked part of it. You know, it's been
okay.
a while since I've liked everything.
Right.
I mean, maybe. But, yeah, I wanted to do something more creative that I haven't used so much in my work life.
Okay, so let's see here. So I am seeing for you something where you're around people would be very, very good for you. Seem to have some extroverted, right on with that. Doing things like project managing, being able to get people together, being able to build ideas, group work, that sort of thing, all seems like the sort of thing that's really going to make their heart sing. And for you, that seems to be one of the top aspects that you need to be looking for, is a field where you're going to be able to do that with people. Let's see here.
Uh-huh.
So you need to be in a position where you're helping people utilize their talents and teaching people how to come together in a bigger group so that things can all come together in ways that people haven't been able to see before. You're very welcoming. You're very good at doing the group dynamic. And so you actually have an ability to do this on a very large scale because your extroverted energy is large enough where I can actually put you in a very, very large room. And I can see at least 20, 30 people in there, at least 20, with some empty seats. So there's, like, a lot more. So closer to, like, I'm even getting, like, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people together that you have the capability to be able to manage and put together and have everything work together. So what I'm seeing is for some of the challenges is that when there's an extraordinarily large group dynamic, like 80 people would be trying to manage, that would be off the charts. You have a tendency to want to sort of make the groups a little bit smaller and a little bit more manageable in order to make things happen, because that seems like you're being called to sort of like push your boundaries far past
bigger.
Your comfort zone. Yeah, in terms of how comfortable you're going to be able to do it. But there's all sorts of different ways that you would be able to do that and help things. You have a little bit, of a mediator type energy. So you actually have the ability to be able to get people to come together that, you know, maybe want to be off on their own vision, maybe things that have a hard time coming together. So people that, whether you want to start your own business and do like project management for people, mediation, all those sorts of things, because you have a very strong talent to be able to see where people can come together, whereas maybe there'd be infighting. I'm seeing a very large company. I'm seeing you talk to the heads of the company who are sitting there going like, I don't know what to do with these people, and you're like, well, look, if we take this group over here, and then you're showing them the lines, and those lines are very, very important for how to get, because that's like the intuitive part, right? When you can see those lines of like how this goes here, this goes here, this goes here, that's part of the intuitive gift. And you've got that ability, and you've got the ability to make people see, understand, and implement. And then I'm seeing like you can do rock star. I'm seeing you would actually be very good teaching seminars on how to do this, renting yourself out as a coach to be able to do these sorts of things would be very beneficial for you. And I can see you working with very large companies.
Wow. Yeah. It's always like I had an idea of the end result of kind of like that same kind of picture, but like the path of where to start in a new town, I that's where it kind of stops me.
So leadership groups, if you have the funds for it, there's a lot of work, online workshops. Some of them actually are really good about having groups after, some business companies are. If you do that sort of thing, then it gives you an extra bang for the buck, because then it's more of, number one, it'll help you build a community of like-minded people. But number two, it gives you the extra bang of the buck where you're consistently coming into contact with the same people in the same groups in ways that you wouldn't by just attending the workshop. Anything that has to do with like mediation, all those sorts of things, getting certification in those areas would be very beneficial for you.
Okay. Oh, I understand that, yeah. Yeah, I never wanted to, I know I can use my skills from the past because I was an event manager. I project manage events, and I just don't want to use my skills. You're so close, but I don't want to use my skills. I want to do it more helping people, not for like rich people putting on a party, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
it's kind of like what you should be doing, but just a higher calling. Yeah.
Right. I also have a real talent working with kids, and kids are very, even like kids in grocery stores, you know, are very mm-hmm. attracted to me, and they always come up to me. And the issue, I am very good in mediation with kids and like bringing out their creative side to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that my issue is a lot of times parents, is with the parents. And parents, like, how can you do that? And I can't do that. You know, they're kind of like, sometimes they get angry or jealous instead of welcoming in, seeing what I can do. So I just, anything about how to, that kind of stops me from using, like, creating a system, like you said, like, oh, these are great things that you can do. Not parenting skills, of course, but, you know, I'm not telling anyone how to be a parent, but just group dynamics of large groups of kids.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the issues that I do see with you working with kids is that even though you've got these abilities and they respond because they like the magical energy, right? It's like when you're doing that, you're doing the lines, you're like, ooh, it's like candy. Energetic candy,
yes,
cool.
Sparkly. Yeah.
Exactly. But long-term, if you're working directly with the children, that's not going to fulfill you. You actually need the bigger energy of working with the adults because the kids, you know, they need guidance, but they're not going to be able to hold as much as you're going to be able to put into them. So you wouldn't be used appropriately to the size that you could be. So it would actually not be enough to sort of like give you that fill. If you wanted to work with parents and you wanted to do parenting workshops, one of the way around the interaction of, you know, dealing with the parent, whether dealing hands-on with the kids, they're defensive, you know, they're critical, they're, I know my kids, possessive.
Yeah.
Don't want to take responsibility. It's not me. It's the little five-year-old's fault. You know, all the things of dealing with parents. When you deal with the person themselves and they do the work, the family tends to get the after effects, and that includes the children. So you don't actually have to work directly with the kids hands-on in order for them to understand it. It's more like you understand they like the candy. It's nice to be needed. It feels wonderful to be needed. But it's just not going to fulfill you for long term because, you know, I mean, it's wonderful when anybody tells you you're special, right? Especially if the kids can see it and the parents can't. But to do more work to be able to fulfill yourself. So doing workshops with, you know, the adults or the parents, you can. I don't see that as being as fulfilling as learning how to put people together for, like, creativity, whether, you know, you want to do there's art workshops, for example. There's all sorts of different ways to do all those things for self-development. So, I mean, it really is up to you. If the kids, you know, working with the parents really feels good for you, then, you know, by all means, the courses will just help you in the long run anyways because people tend to have a very widespread pathway of questions that they're going to ask regarding their life. It usually doesn't stick anyways. So you just look like more of an expert if you choose to do that path. But I'm just not seeing it be as fulfilling as working with a bunch of adults, gathering them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could do something like a book, you know, a children's book, and that is the parents read it to the kids. You know, that's another creative outlet that has for meaning to it.
Right. So that seems, I mean, that could work too. I feel a little bit like I'm trying to prop you up to do something that you're kind of more nervous about doing because you don't know how to embrace it and you're going back to the things that you kind of know how to do or have a clue in.
Yeah. No, I guess I see both and both. I guess I want to do both and not mutually exclusive of in one area. So, but I hear what you're saying.
Try both because in my experience, either you're going to find something new in a way to merge both paths, or one path
right.
will be clearer than the other. And it all just adds
right,
up to experience.
Right.
It'll all build your skill set, and you'll just go into whatever path you choose with a lot more knowledge than just following one. So that can totally work in your advantage.
Okay. Well, that was very helpful. What was your name again?
My name's Elle Tara. So right. Elle like she in French.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
I didn't see it on the website. I mean,
yeah,
on the Blog Talk Radio, they don't show really the individual show information.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to know. But yeah, you can find me there if you'd like to contact me.
And the News for the Soul?
Newsforthesoul.com, correct.
Okay, wonderful. All right, thanks so much. I'll keep listening.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're at the top of the hour here in 2 minutes. So a little bit, what I just wanted to very, very, very quickly address is, you know, because today's been a great show, and we've talked a lot about, like, resolution, about, like, guiding things towards, you know, where people are going, about how to deal with the different energies and stuff like that, how to merge them. And I think it's really great, you know, to be open, to learn how to sort of like embrace new energies, also know how to deal with them, also know how to walk away, such as, you know, like with caller number two, how to say, nope, this is what's mine, and you can go over there. And all those sorts of energies are really beneficial. And it's funny because actually the theme for the talk show today was actually going to be about like how people find resolution to get themselves out of being stuck. And you've actually heard a lot of great examples about, like, you know, how we can get the different energies together, you know, how we can merge them, how we can move forward, still build up skills and abilities on path, and have life be able to turn out better as a result. So something to keep in mind, you know, when people are stuck, whether it's you or other people, it's just about finding the next level solutions that are going to be able to work, and then we can all move forward. So thank you, everybody, so much for listening here today. My name is Elle Hoshotara. You can find me here on newsforthesoul.com. You can go to my website. That's www.enlightmentinthecity.com. You can find my information there as well. And we've got the shows here every single week, 3 p.m. PST. I'm here. You can find my archives, again, at newsforthesoul.com. And, yeah, so here I am. I do readings. I do coaching. Come for the coaching. The coaching is absolutely wonderful. It's one of the best processes that I've ever found without having to go to the Amazon jungle. But it's a totally different process. I do my version of it. Well, not my version of the Peruvian stuff, but you get what I mean. Anyways, thank you so much, everybody, for listening again. 3 p.m. PST every single week, New York and Chicago. That's your rush hour. I love you. Keep safe. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
And open lines continues for another hour, so if you're on the board, stay there, and we may get to you yet. Brenda is next, right after this.
News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January.